I'd like to speak for a moment about a kinna that was not written and should be written. I want to speak about a kinna, a matziv that we have today, and I think on Tisha B'Av it's appropriate time to be misabel, like the lashon of the kinna, the teirid eini dima, the lila v'anuda, the lifki v'latgar sak ekra laspida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mishuna de ketaira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. Misei ha-nechmadim, mizav, mipazrav, misukim, midvash, v'noifes tzufim. Yiddishkeit is something that's not just a laundry list of do's and don'ts, but Yiddishkeit is something to truly experience, to relish, to enjoy its vistas, its horizons, its opportunities for pnimius, for spiritual growth. And yet, as of late, in the last 15, 20, and 30 years, we have seen people, particularly among the youth, that have gone through the chinuch system and they've been exposed to Torah, and yet, for some reason, it doesn't click, it doesn't talk to them, whatever the reason may be, whatever the various factors are. But it's Moshe Tzivalon and Moshe Mereshes, Kehilas Yaakov. Torah is for every single Yid, no matter what his temperament, no matter what his character or his type, is whatever he is, every Yid Torah is for him. And yet there are kids that don't find fulfillment in Torah. And there are youth that it doesn't talk to them. Balela ani b'chia. And these kids that go besad the zarin, that go to other fields, and they look to other areas to find fulfillment. If you ever encounter such youth, it's not like they are the happiest people. You see it in their eyes. You see the vacant, the look, the suffering. These are precious, precious, even in Klal Yisrael, that the emes is some of these kids, b'etzem are bigam aminim than us. They have such a gewaltige dveikus. They want to have a dveikus, and they want to have a connection. And they can't have it b'shleimus for whatever reason they can't experience it. And they go around with such pain. And avada, it looks like they're having a good time, and they're involved in whatever they may be involved in. But they're missing out on the most precious, precious experiences that life has to offer. And that, truly, a kinah has to be written. And to think about, just on a pure human level, the suffering, besides of those kids, but the suffering of the families, of the parents. It's Ein Lushayu Lutaya, it's a Makash Loksuba B'Toyra. It's something that Ramatisyo Solomon said publicly once, that it's no suffix, that's all a chaluk of the Xeris Agolus. Imagine you bring somebody to a restaurant, where this is a restaurant with the most wonderful food Shabbalam, and it's such a variety and a spectrum of foods and culminating delicacies, fish, meat, chicken, every type of cooking and baking and delicacy that exists. And this guy walks in and everything doesn't taste good. This doesn't, okay, perhaps try this. No, it doesn't taste good. Try that, try this. It's Rahmanis on the guy. He can't appreciate, he can't taste. Yiddishkeit is the most expensive and high-ended restaurant that there is. There's so much meaning, there's so much depth that it supplies every area of our life. And it's such a rahmanis that these people, for whatever reason, whatever it may be, that they feel pushed away and they don't feel they have access to it. There isn't a person in this room that doesn't have some type of responsibility and obligation to somehow, in some way, to do his, what he's able, either to reach out to them, and if he's not able to reach out, is to be mispal for them, to be mispal for the bachure chemet that are nidochim, that for the time being are lost. The next kinna is kinna lamed aleph, is the kinna of Eish Tukat Bekirbi, the Haloisi Alibi, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim, excuse me, B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim, V'tzeisi Mirushalayim. This kinnah is a contrast with the mechaber of the kinnah shows the highs that Klal Yisrael experienced, the highs of the Gevaldige Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Shir Sayan, Maimon Har Sinai, the Mon, and so on, the Ma'ar Kved Hashem, the Gevaldige glory. And in contrast to the low of Betzesim Yerushalayim, the Gevaldige grief and punishments that clouds on degradations that Klal Yisrael suffered. I was zoche to hear on Tisha B'Av, Takalel Tisha B'Av, to hear Rav Gifta Zecheinu Livracha speak. Rav Gifta spoke and he said over a word which he would often repeat from his great Rebbe, from the Tel Zerov. And whenever he would say this word, he would cry. And he would say, the Tel Zerov Hashem Yimkem Donoy, with the Tel Zerov himself, was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis and Tels. And he would say over the following word. And I want to preface the word, perhaps just to bring it out. I had a conversation a few years ago, and I think it's a marshal, but it just brings it to reality. I had a conversation with a fellow. His name is Sheldon Yellen. He's a founder and CEO of a large construction company, Belfar, and it has branches all over America and all over the world. And I had an opportunity to speak to him. And we were discussing, he's a Yid, and he unfortunately was never educated to Torah Mitzvahs, doesn't know much about Yiddishkeit. But he identifies as a Yid, and he looks at me and he says, Rabbi, he says, where's God? How come we don't see God? Why doesn't God show his hand? At that time he was upset, whatever was going on in Eretz Yisrael. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo should reveal his presence and show the world that he's the creator and who's in charge, and the way that I'm a nifchar, and that Klal Yisrael is b'roi mamayla. He says, why does God allow this to go on? That there's so many people who disbelieve in him and don't recognize the existence. What's going on? So I had a burst of inspiration. Someone told me beforehand that this fellow, this Sheldon Yellen, was involved he's a boss, he's the head of this large company, and they had a show. That what's the show? It's entertainment. The entertainment is that he, in the past few weeks, he dressed up, he disguised himself, and he disguised himself as a common worker, and he went and applied a job on the lowest ranks in Belfar reconstruction. And he went, and no one knew who he was, they didn't realize he was the boss. And he went and applied. Some people were mad to him, and one place he got a job, and some people were mavazim, some people treated him well, v'chule. He was out there in the trenches with the other workers. And he was dealing with the administrator, with the foreman, and everything. Meanwhile, there was a camera that was videoing every encounter, and no one knew, and so on and so forth. He interacted with a lot of people in the company, and some people spoke to him in a way that if they would have had a hava mina, that he was Sheldon Yellen, the great boss, they would never in a million years have spoken to him like that, let alone the nature of the language they used, the disrespect. And they said things about the company and everything else, and he doesn't say a thing, because this is the point, this is the entertainment, he doesn't say who he is. And finally, at the end, after a few weeks, they had a grand finale, and they invited all these people that said, you know, different things about him that he interacted over those few weeks. And they had a big showing, and then he publicly revealed himself that no, it was him. And some got, you know, bzyanis, and others got were complimented, and this was the big entertainment. So I told him, Sheldon, I said, let me ask you a question. You went disguised, you went in the trenches, you went with this guy, why did you go disguised? And they were insulting you. I said, why didn't you, you should have told them, I'm Sheldon Yellen, how do you treat me like that? So he laughed. What do you mean? That was the whole point. I said, Sheldon, that's the whole point of existence. I said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would show his hand, if Yidden would truly know who we are, and how every action and every thought impacts the cosmos, and what it means, a tefillah b'kavana, in reality, he says, we wouldn't have bechira b'chlam. It would be a cinch. People would be running in droves to the Besmedrish, people to learn the Dvar Hashem. I told him that we know purpose of existence. The purpose of existence is one big show, like your little entertainment for the last 3 weeks. Ribbono Shel Olam has a show of 6,000 years. And in that show, we all go through life. And we know somewhere in the back of our minds that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and we lead lives. And at the end of time, there's going to be a Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Nora, the great showing. And then the people that were Nemel Hashem V'Teirosei through thick and thin, the people that were steadfast in their commitment to all odds, they were in the spoil, and they cleave to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're going to have a showing, and they're going to then, us, at that time, when it's V'Nisgav Hashem Levadai, when everyone's going to see who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, the people that didn't treat the Ribbono Shel Olam with respect are going to feel like the greatest losers that ever existed. And those that dedicated themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to be the greatest winners that ever existed. I told them that that's the point of existence. Rabbi Sai, as much as this mashal is true, but we need, unfortunately, when we don't sense the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence, we need reminders. Because if we don't have once in a while reminders, it's taka, you could fall off and you could lose your connection. So a gift is said from his Rebbe, the Pasuk says, Karo alai moyed lishbor bachuroi. That the Pasuk says in Eicha that Ribbono Shel Olam called a moyed. Pashto is translated as a holiday, lishbor bachuroi, to break the bachurim, the finest of Klal Yisrael. And the Telzer Rav asked, that's a moyed? That's a holiday? That's a yomtiv? Tisha B'Av's a moyed? And he said, Adav Niflam. He said that the root of the word moyed is Meloshin Hisvados, a vad, a meeting, an encounter. A moyed, the root of the word moyed is encounter. It's true. A moyed means a day that we encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of happiness, which is a yontif, times of where we encounter the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Nisim of the Mon, of the Anani HaKovid, of the Nisim of Purim, of Chanukah. Those are Mayadim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, revealed his hand, Kav Yochel, and showed who the boss is, that he's the boss. Kav Yochel, he uncovered the veil and revealed who he is in a small way. So that's where we encounter Hashem. And sometimes when we lose touch and we're losing our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tragedy and through suffering. And Memeila Tisha B'Av Zamoyin, it's a Hizvadus, we're meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tragedy and through suffering. But it's also an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Sai, the emes is, this is something that you see, people who suffered in life, people who encountered unusual difficulty, are b'derech klal closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Metzius. And it's really counterintuitive. You should think that somebody that never encountered a difficulty in his life and it was smooth sailing, he should be the closest to Hashem. Gevaldik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's unbelievable. He had a meridika life. And the people that suffered, they should be upset and then full of tainus. And the emes is, it's not like that. Because shiftecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni. When a person realizes that he's been targeted for special attention, the pshat is the Ribbono Shel Olam's machshavim. And we realize that no matter how terrible it is, and I've had that the pain is terrible, the difficulty is truly difficult, but at the end of the day, we realize, we sense that it's Yad Hashem. That the punishment, the difficulty, the challenge is Yad Hashem, and we become closer to Hashem through difficulty. It's true, we suffered, like we spoke, through so many tzoras throughout the Golos, but on a certain level, that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shiftechum Shantecha Hemi Nachamuni. So that's the point of this kinna that we're going to discuss. It's Seisi, the contrast, it's Kulei Moyed. We're going to talk about Moyed Vesvados, of the Tzeisim in Mitzrayim, the high times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us, and we're going to talk about the Tzeisim in Yerushalayim, the low times when we met HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tragedy. And then we're going to end off the kinna that the Kol Berina, the Shuvim Yerushalayim, when it's going to be the ultimate Malot Aretz Deis Hashem, when we're all going to see Hashem, V'hoya B'yoyim Ahu Yigi Hashem Echad, U'shmo Yechad.